Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include the best social media tool to boost sales, where are America's entrepreneurs, and how summer camps are marketing themselves. Those stories and more after this.
Don't just read the Wall Street Journal, experience it with podcasts from the Wall Street Journal online. Headlines, technology, personal finance, small business tips, featured stories from journal reporters and more. For a complete list of podcasts, log on to wsj.com/podcasts or check us out on your smartphone with Stitcher or TuneIn.
We'll start with this. How's your digital footprint? Business owners say LinkedIn is the best social media tool for increasing sales. Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
LinkedIn counselor Mark Halpert described how to best use LinkedIn.
Show them your value proposition. Show them why you. If you've pasted your resume onto LinkedIn, you've missed a gigantic opportunity to talk about where you came from, but who you are today, and where you're going in the future. It's organic. You write it. No one can post anything to it unless you have approved it. It's all from your heart. If you can't express yourself, find somebody else who can help you express yourself.
And at a recent business owners meeting, somebody else said, there's a different way of making contacts in person at events. You can't just think of networking as running around shaking hands. Networking, Matt Breimer of General Assembly said, has to be redefined.
Meeting someone, pitching them, trading business cards, and then leaving, you know, that's not relationship building. That's not building social relationships. Pretty much all of our relationships and all of our partnerships that we've done with General Assembly over the last few years haven't been through just cold calls or cold emails or cold pitches, but they've been through introductions from people who know each other and can vouch for each other.
He said the best events are where people let their guard down and talk. Real partnerships are created when people have relationships that they've built over a long period of time. That's just how it is. I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you, Joe. Is American entrepreneurship in trouble? Ben Castleman, economics writer for 538.com, says new numbers indicate we're just not starting as many businesses as we used to. Ben, what are we seeing?
We've been seeing a long, slow, and steady decline in the rate at which Americans start businesses. We're not just talking about since the recession. We're talking about a 30-year, three-decade decline in the entrepreneurship rate, down from about 15% of all new businesses in the late 70s were new businesses, and now we're down well below 10% today. That's a pretty significant decline that's really kind of come through all of the economy. I mean, we've seen it across regions, across industries, just a really steady decline in the rate at which Americans are starting business.
I was sure that you were going to tell me ever since the recession, and experts predict this will bounce back, but this has been a long time. What's the reason?
It's not totally clear what the reason is. You know, some of this is probably demographics, right? You're just more likely to start a company in your 20s or 30s than you are in your 50s and 60s, and we have a larger share of the population that's nearing retirement years. But there's also some kind of larger structural shift that's gone on here. We've seen a number of different ways in which the U.S. economy has kind of ossified over time. We're seeing fewer people change jobs. We're seeing fewer people move across the country for work. We're seeing more and more industries dominated by large companies, and it's not totally clear what's causing those trends, but they seem to be related in some way. There's a change in the U.S. economy that seems to have made it, in some sense, less dynamic and less flexible.
We're speaking with Ben Castleman, chief economics writer at 538.com. We're discussing his story about the slow death of American entrepreneurship. Is this causing some to worry, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, economists consider this a real concern because, entrepreneurship is an important engine in the economy. New companies don't employ that many people, but they account for a very large percentage of job growth. And they're an important source of innovation and productivity growth in the economy. So an economy that doesn't have many people starting new business is an economy that isn't seeing the kind of forward progress that once was a hallmark of the American economy.
Thanks, Ben. That is economics writer Ben Castleman from 538.com. Coming up next, how summer camps are marketing themselves.
You just watched the market close in Shanghai. New York doesn't open for a couple of hours. So there's time to fit in a session at the gym, squeeze in a haircut, go hit a few balls at the driving range, shoot off some emails, and maybe even breakfast across town. and you'll still be the first one in the office. You're always ready to go the extra mile. Fortunately, so is your Cadillac. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts make sure your Cadillac is as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Finally, summer camps are using all the high-tech tricks to attract families. One company called Bunk Connect uses the model adopted by discount travel websites.
Try and find out where these empty beds are at 150 camps in the Northeast and then offer them to parents at a discount. So rather than those weeks going with the beds unfilled, they can offer them at a discount.
Wall Street Journal reporter Heidi Mitchell says one camp in California uses the virtual conferencing service GoToMeeting to help sell camps.
They can do orientation online rather than having parents come out. Especially for international kids, it can be difficult, but they can make them feel like they're ready to join this community without having to meet everybody in advance in person.
Once away, companies are helping connect parents with kids, since camps promise the kids will be unplugged from electronics.
They basically put everything, you know, the notes you used to send to your kids and the care packages you used to send to your kids, they do that all through a portal for parents. So they can write a letter online, an email, and then they'll print it out and give it to the kid.
Changes are working, apparently. Last year, 74% of camps reported their highest enrollment since 2008. If you want more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. You can also get small business tips by following me on Twitter with the handle @GordonDeal. I'm Gordon Deal for The Wall Street Journal.